Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Okay, are we recording?
We are.
I'm coming to you from somewhere different today, listeners. I'm coming to you from an actual podcast recording studio. But that doesn't mean I've changed. Nothing will change. I'm still the same person, but we're in a very smart podcast studio, which is sort of what I imagine what it's like to be Jeremy Paxman. I've got a sofa I'm sitting on. I've got a massive mic. And my dog barking is nowhere to be seen. Other things to report is that it's also the first day of Christmas, should you celebrate it. It is the 1st of December. Does anybody still get a chocolate advent calendar? I speak to you as a 40-year-old man and I tell you that yes, I do. My husband buys me one. I'm not ashamed. Totally ashamed. And this year he got me one from Lindt, which has got a giant chocolate toy on the 24th. Well, giant chocolate. It's not a toy. It's a food stuff. So I'm going to open my first one today. Haven't done it yet. Other news is that also we're going from swinging around the topics here. Today it is also World AIDS Day. And the theme is Equalize. What Equalize is all about is basically calling on global leaders to recognize and address basically the inequalities which are holding back progress in ending AIDS and equalizing access essential to HIV services. So really brilliant new perspective on it. And if you want to look into more resources about it, what we can do to help, there'll be stuff in the show notes. Today, we've got a cool episode for you. We're talking to influencer, model and podcaster, no less, Shah Aless. Shah is someone who I found on Instagram and sort of it has interested me for a long time. She is the founder of Girls Will Be Boys platform, which is offering a space for marginalized people to talk about gender, sexuality and self-acceptance. And it's a very cool organization. And Shah is really interesting on Instagram, talking about many things. Today, we're talking about something which a lot of influencers experience, which is called shadow banning. And the idea that apps, maybe Instagram, sort of stop certain people's content from being seen. And what shadow banning is and how it affects people like Shah, who it's their job is being online and raising awareness for the topics that they want to speak about. And also, we're talking about hair, because as Phoebe Waller-Bridge said in Fleabag, hair is everything. Or did Kristen Scott Thomas say it? Anyway, Shah has done a really interesting project around shaving your head and what that means, what it means for queer people, and how you can occupy different identities when you shave your head. And her mum shaved her head as well, and that's also a really interesting story. And then we get some agony uncling done. We've had a brilliant email from Jay, so me and Shah have a good old talk about that as well. In the meantime, have you caught up with last week's episode with the brilliant Xander Murray? Love Xander. So many nice comments from you about that episode. And I think Xander was really impressed with my knowledge of football. Didn't get anything wrong, really, did I? Keep talking to us. It's hello@homosapienspodcast.com or on Instagram @homosapiens. Tell us what you thought about the episodes. Oh, we've got something exciting to do. I just remembered. We're going to give away the new Homo Sapiens t-shirt. Keep sending us your agony uncles. They're always anonymous. That's the facts. Now, let's go have a look at some emails. Emails about last week's episode. Ryan said, this was such a great episode, talking about the episode about Qatar and talking to Xander Murray, talking about the World Cup. which is football, by the way. This was such a great episode and interesting to hear someone's thoughts on the World Cup that's directly involved experiencing what's happening. Thank you for your advocacy, Xander. Hear, hear. Sean then said, there needs to be a mindset change in the papers. One question might be, what can newspaper sport journalists do to foster a more inclusive debate, one that is more heteronormative? So that was Sean commenting on the fact that Xander, the clip we shared of Xander, was saying that newspapers need to stop their witch hunts. And actually, I was thinking about this in the car. You know, in 2022, what is the story when someone writes a story in a newspaper saying, a tabloid, I suppose it would mainly be, you know, so-and-so footballer is in the closet, and but their other players know and stuff? Like, how can that be a story? It's not cool. So thank you for that. And everyone, please keep writing in. Tell us what else needs to change. What do we need to do? What do we need to do to make sport more inclusive, people? I feel like perhaps my footballing days are behind me, but never say never. Also, listener Anthony wrote in and he gave us his recipe for Eve's pudding. So I made it and I put it on Instagram. And what can I say, people? You loved it. UT Radar said, I sense a new career as a modern Fanny Craddock. Hard to say that. Modern Fanny Craddock. Not a moddy, faddy, crannock. Emma said, start a Chris and Ridley cooking show. People, if you want that to happen, you know what to do. You have to head to @HomoSapiens and DM us. And then me and the dog, Ridley, will start a cookery show. I'll make him biscuits and he can make me biscuits, actually. Doorbell's ringing. This is in my Swish, very Swish podcast studio. You see, I don't get this problem at home. Who could that be? My next guest, because I'm interviewing someone today. I'm not going to tell you who. It's a surprise. So that's our guest coming up. Much better when I do it on my own, you see. It's just me and the dog. Tim from Canada got in touch on email. Dear Chris and friends, this year has been a bit of a roller coaster and has thrown me off my podcast listening schedule. I've recently returned to the habit and catching up, bouncing between old episodes and current. Tim, I'm thrilled to hear this. I just played the Tom Allen and Xander Murray episodes and was reminded how delightful it is to listen to your chats. That's lovely. Especially loved hearing you and Tom have a good old chuckle, and Xander's laugh in response to your David Beckham query was a moment of joy for all it represented. Oh, that was funny when I asked him about that. So true, though. Like, do gay professional footballers fancy David Beckham? I think it's a valid question. Xander remarking how he thought the interview would be serious but was much more fun than expected aptly captures the aspect of queer culture that has us mixing joy and laughter in with the angst and trauma as a means to enjoy our lives as best we can. How very true, Tim. Also, in case you and Tom have yet to discover what happened to Colin and Justin, oh my God, these are the decorators we were talking about in the episode. They've moved to Louisburg, Nova Scotia, bought and renovated an old hotel and made a reality show about it called Hotel Hell, which I think aired on Channel 5 beginning of September. Right, that's my Christmas watching. Sorted. Please keep the conversation going. Will do, Tim, and take good care of yourselves. We'll endeavour to as well, Tim. Now, let's go and have a listen to the lovely chat with Shah. Let us know what you think. Here it is. I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I was trying to remember how I first discovered you, but then I was in a wormhole and I was finding all your stuff talking about being shadow banned.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, God, do you know what? Like, you haven't turned up in my feed in a long time.
It's such an issue.
It's so weird, isn't it? Because then I was like, I haven't seen this post. Starting from the top, what is shadow banning, in case anyone listening doesn't know what it is?
Well, basically, Instagram has control over whose posts actually get shown to their followers. So there's different reasons why you could be shadow banned. A lot of the time, people who post anything that is quote-unquote taboo, so if you're talking about race a lot and you're like super opinionated, or a lot of the time it's bodies, so fat bodies, black bodies, just anybody that isn't like slim, cis, white, and most of the time heterosexual. So there's different reasons why Instagram will just decide to not show your posts to your followers, and that is basically shadow banning. So people just don't see stuff anymore.
And why, I know you don't have the answer to this, but I sort of find myself asking the question, like, I feel like Instagram as an institution would quite like to appear to be at the forefront of things, you know, and one of the things that's really great about 2022, there are many bad things, you know, but is that like we are finding
queer black bodies having platforms, being able to talk about things, wouldn't they want to be part of that movement, you know, and be like, we're at the forefront? Because when they do, you know, like if you go onto the App Store and download Instagram, mm-hmm. because I'm a weirdo who deletes it and redownloads it all the time, like they show the posts in their little ad and it's very queer black bodies. Do you know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. oh, we're so, you know, of the future. I wonder why would they do that?
Honestly, it's like a question that me and people who are close to me talk about all the time. It is, it doesn't make sense. I just feel like a lot of the time it's a lot safer for platforms, brands, people to be performative mm-hmm. rather than actually doing the thing that's right. And I kind of feel like that's what's going on with Instagram, because at the end of the day, they're more likely for posts to get bigger if they are safer than right. if they're a little bit, you know, not even risque, because like a black body isn't risky, but like you know, I just feel like because it's still not everyone is on board with it, they're kind of like dipping their toe in a little bit but not actually doing it. That's why it's yes. frustrating, because it's like even after 2020 happened, it's still like, oh, no one's seen my posts.
Yeah, it's funny because you've spoken a bit about how, you know, 2020 and the progression of the Black Lives Matter movement being considered a watershed moment. But the fact that now we have a bit of perspective on that time, we see that it was not, I suppose.
Yeah, it was such a blip. And I said that, like, I feel like for me personally, I've spoken on it and a lot of other Black creators have said that they feel the same. But it feels like it was even more detrimental to us that it happened. And then we got dropped again. So it feels like we really felt like we were getting somewhere, or like we were being appreciated for all of our hard work and stuff, and people wanted to learn from us. And then to be dropped from such a height was worse than even just staying mediocre in everyone else's eyes. So I feel like even for me personally, I had to take basically this week off of Instagram, just because it's so hard, like, to exist on the platform that it was so fun. And, like, I feel like I found a lot of my people and, like, my creative outlets on there. And now it's like my people can't even see me. So it's frustrating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing with, like, because I used to be a signed model and I would always be put on the mood boards, but I would never actually get cast or, like, I would never get the jobs. And it's the same kind of thing. Like, I think there is, I've spoke about it a lot, but there's such a fine line between tokenism and like diversity. And I feel like a lot of the times brands and stuff want to say that they're diverse, ticking boxes, but then behind the scenes, they're still hiring the same people with the same mindset. So it's not diverse through and through, so then it becomes tokenism.
It's the byproduct of being part of a movement. Like, it's become fashionable, which in some ways is quite unhelpful, you know, listening to what you're saying, because it's like, I don't want to be fashionable, I want respect. I want, you know, and they're two different things. And actually, you can pay lip service to fashion, but you don't follow through.
This is what I say. I'm in a post that was like, black is not a trend. Because I do feel like there's been, not just in the creative industry, but just like throughout time, there's been so many instances where, why are black people not beautiful, but their features are? And like, black people are not desirable, but their features are. And I feel like a lot of the times, like, there's been so many things that have been like, I'm not saying we own everything, but like things that we would be singled out for, or like bullied for, or like discriminated against, when it's on a different race, it makes them desirable. And I feel like it's the same kind of thing. It's like, we're not a trend. It's not like, oh, black people are in trend this year. It's like, we've existed, we still exist, and we will still exist. But like, you can't just want us when it's trendy. It's just weird. Yeah. It's very weird.
Thank you. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So have you seen Billy Porter's film?
No.
So Billy Porter's directed this film called Anything's Possible, and it's the sort of a lovely romantic story of a young black trans girl who falls in love with this person at school. It's a guy at school, and it's a fairy tale. You know, Billy says it's a fairy tale, you know, like it's a love story, and there are moments where the trans girl suffers things that trans people suffer, but a lot of it is like, let's actually create a story where it's nicer and it's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really interesting because I was reading up and around it, and it's like people call it like it's a very Gen Z film. And it's like, I don't know, like, and that's someone actually trying to speak in a positive way, trying to be like, this is great. And it's like, but transness is not Gen Z. Transness has been around forever.
Right.
But it's considered a wave, in the same way you're talking about like blackness being a fashion moment. And until we get past that, I wonder, are we ever going to get and make any ground? And I'm, you know, I'm keen to also not position myself as like someone who knows it all. I don't, you know, it's not that.
No one knows it all. But yeah. I do understand, like, I think even with the term non-binary and like being non-binary, I feel like a lot of the times, like, people don't realize that just because certain things didn't have a name or the same name doesn't mean they didn't exist before. They've just been... It's kind of like when Christopher Columbus, like, discovered... He didn't discover these places. They were there existing.
Yes, yes.
But, like, yes. It's just that, okay, he's come along and named it and declared this, that, and the other. It's the same thing with people's identities. They've always existed. It's just that, I guess, like, I feel like we didn't have the language that was progressive enough. But I think language is so important, and also even referring to things as like something that's happening now, it's like, no, it's existed for time. It's just maybe you weren't aware personally, or most people weren't aware, but they've always been around. I think that's really important.
Yeah, and how do you identify in this moment, because I'm aware it can evolve for everybody.
As a queer woman.
Queer woman.
Cis, yeah.
And with your other half?
I mean, we're engaged, so I just say my fiancé.
Very nice.
She says I'm always
interested because I like talking about specifics of, you know, like how, I don't know, everyone can have their own version, I suppose, is the reason. So you're engaged. Walk me through the engagement.
Well, we both knew from like 2 months in that we wanted to be engaged. And then we did it when we were in Vegas in April this year. We decided 2 months before that we were going to do it so that we could get each other the rings that we wanted. And then we would surprise everyone else. So,
oh, I love that.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And where exactly in Vegas, of all amazing places, did it happen?
Well, we were staying at the Venetian, which is on the Strip. And you could see Vegas, the Vegas Strip. And we just did it. We literally did it. We landed 7 p.m. that we got to the hotel. Obviously, so jet lagged. We'd had, like, layovers. We went with two of our closest friends. And we were like, the excuse we use for not just going to sleep, because obviously we were knackered, we were like, you know what, we need to get on Vegas time. Let's go down to the casino and have some drinks. So we'll get ready in our rooms. Obviously, we did the proposal and then went in and told them. Yeah, but it was quite late. So we did it in the hotel room, just like sat by the window, and you could see all of Vegas in the back.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
And Congratulations. And thank you. Do you know when you're going to get married?
We've said a couple years, but we literally haven't planned anything. We don't know venue. All we know is the florist, because there's a florist that we love. But
oh, sweet. Is there any sort of semblance of what you're thinking for the wedding? What's the mood board?
We really don't know. We just know that we both will be on the same energy with, like, how we want it. Because, like, we live together, so it's the same as the house. We're kind of, like, we're good with that, with compromising and having... But she's also... I'm very strong-headed. So she's also happy for me to be like, well, if you like it, I like it too. So we're not really sure, but I think it will be more like less of a traditional wedding. Like, it was less of a traditional proposal and more just literally like a big party, a celebration of finding each other. And yeah.
Oh, lovely. And what would you wear?
Baby, there's going to be outfit changes throughout. Trust and believe.
Hello, that's the end of part one of our chat with Shah. Part two's on the feed, go get it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Powered by Spirit Studios.